Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, and let's head down to the farm to Aberdeen, Maryland. That's where the Orioles' first-round pick this year is, Hunter Harvey. He joins us now. Hunter, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You're coming off of a terrific debut in the New York Penn League. You go 4 1/3, 4 hits, 5 Ks, and no runs allowed. Tell me about that start.
Well, I mean, before I had a little nerves working up at night. I've never thrown in front of that many fans, but in all, I thought it was a pretty good day. It was awesome playing with this team, helping them out. I know they're in first place, but just helping them out and getting to pitch in front of so many fans and getting called up and everything. It was just been awesome.
Were those the most nerves you've ever had in your life on a mound?
Yeah, I'd say so. The Under Armour All-American game last year had a lot of nerves there, too. But, yeah, this was probably the most.
The reports were that you threw 3 pitches. You were 93-95 with the fastball. Has that pretty much been how you have been since you signed with the club and made your Gulf Coast League debut?
Actually, down in the Gulf Coast, I was 91-94. I think I touched 95 maybe once or twice, but I think just getting the adrenaline going the other day, it really pumped it up just a little bit more.
Did it feel like a more advanced level of baseball than anything you've ever experienced before? You come from a very competitive high school baseball state in North Carolina. You played in a lot of All-Star games before and the All-American game, as you mentioned. But going from the Gulf Coast League to A-ball, low A-ball as it is with the Aberdeen Ironbirds, did it feel like an advanced level?
Yeah, I feel like it's a little bit harder to get the ball past guys. They don't miss very much. It really doesn't matter how hard you throw anymore. It's just learning about how to pitch and commanding all your pitches. And if you do that, I think you'll be all right. But, yeah, just those guys, they don't miss very much.
It's amazing to think that you were drafted just a few months ago in June. Here we are in late August, and you're pitching for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Take us through the whirlwind of the last few months.
Oh, man, it's been crazy. It's been an awesome experience, though. Just getting drafted in the first round right there is probably one of the top experiences I'll have. And then getting moved up this quick, it's been crazy. It's been unreal. It's really a dream come true.
Orioles first round pick Hunter Harvey with us here on WBAL. I always find it interesting, Hunter, life in the Gulf Coast League. Tell me about that experience, and I don't know if you've had many opportunities to be away from home that much. What was it like for you? And tell me about the day-to-day grind of Gulf Coast League baseball.
Oh, that's a really big grind down there. You're out at the field by 7:30. You're playing at noon every day in 95 degree weather, and it's a lot of grinding down there, a lot of hard work and blazing heat, and it's crazy.
Do you play at Ed Smith Stadium? Do fans come in, or are those games not attended?
I think at most we have like 5 to 10 fans.
5 to 10?
Most of the time it's family members, so never have really any fans down there.
Speaking of family members, we all know your father was very, very good pitcher in his day. I know he was a big part of your growing up as far as on the baseball field and off the baseball field. That goes without saying. But is he going to every start? Is he calling you after every outing? Tell me about that relationship on the baseball field.
Yeah, I always talk to him after every outing. He's been up. I think he's seen me throw, I think, 4 times now. So, I mean, he's still trying to watch as much as he can. But I'm not too close to home. He has to work. Yeah, I still talk to him after every game and let him know how everything's going. He tries to give me some tips.
Is there anything specifically he likes you to work on right now at this point in your career?
Right now, just really working on just learning the game and how to pitch and watching hitters and seeing what they're trying to do, just trying to recognize so you don't make as many mistakes and just trying to be smart about your pitches.
And finally, Hunter, you're 18 years old. You're still, I think, in most people's eyes, a kid. Come from North Carolina. What do you miss most about home right now? What are you most looking forward to doing when the season concludes to get back to what you were accustomed to before you were drafted by the Orioles?
Mainly just going to see family and friends, and then deer season's coming up too, so that'll be fun to get back to.
Do you eat deer?
Yeah, we eat deer down there.
Very cool. Hunter Harvey, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up soon. Best of luck and best of health.
Yep, thank you.
That's Hunter Harvey. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.